He is risen. Alleluia. Gosh, it feels so good to say that. As some of you know, I gave up coffee for Lent, and I have to say there are many mugs as empty as the tomb this morning. Some are a little extra wired today, which is wonderful. Because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia. This gospel is just perfect because everyone is just kind of running all over the place. Mary is running from the tomb. John and Peter are running to it, all trying to figure out what just happened. Having witnessed the man who made all these promises to them, tortured, humiliated, and killed. And now, where's the body? What is going on? The first person to start all of this is Mary of Magdala, whose witness is just beautiful. Because when Jesus died, it was right before the Sabbath. So no Jew could go to his tomb until after the Sabbath was over. And Mary goes immediately at the first chance she gets. First thing in the morning, before it is even bright out. And she goes to our Lord fully expecting a corpse. He's in a place where he can do nothing for her. Yet his apparent death is no deterrent for her faith and love for him. What a beautiful example of when God seems to be dead in our life, to not despair or isolate, but to wake up early and go to the tomb. Incredible. When Mary gets there, though, she does exactly what we have done time and time again in our life. We rationalize something that is too good to be true. Because of course someone took the body of Jesus. What else could have happened? He certainly did not rise from the dead, even after saying he would. Of course, God only loves me when I do something for him. I earn it. Even after he washed my feet 3 days ago. Of course, God does not think I am worth dying for, even though he just did 2 days ago. Like Mary, we rationalize the goodness of God in our life. We convince ourselves that we are not good enough to be part of the miracle. God is not personally involved in us because it is too good to be true. When in reality, it is precisely because it is good that it is true. We have a hard time accepting that. Even now, as exciting as this day is, it will not matter if our hearts are not as empty as the tomb. If the corpse of sin and hatred remain in our heart, if we keep the stone rolled over the entrance, because there's always that voice in the back of our mind that says, I want to believe, I really do, but I just don't know if I can. It's too good. It's not enough to open my heart completely. Is Jesus Christ risen not only 2,000 years ago, but in your heart today? Is your heart open? Because this is it. We will live our life entirely on how we answer that question. Is Jesus Christ risen from the dead? A resounding yes, a maybe, or a no. Yeah, it's funny how often we complain about the state of the world and still try to live by its standards. I wonder when it will be enough for us to open our hearts completely to him. How many times can he free us from slavery? How many times can he give us the promised land? How many times can he forgive our sins? How many times can he die for us? How many times can he rise from the dead? That's what St. Peter challenges us in our first reading. He says, you know what has happened. You know. how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. You know what has happened. There is a lot I do not know. I do not know when I will become the person I could be, that I want to be. I do not know when I will not sin again. I do not know what to do about the war in Ukraine. I do not know when the world will be fixed. I do not know, I do not know, I do not know. All I know is that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. What more could we possibly need to know? May the Easter peace, the Easter joy reign in your hearts today. And may you know that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.